We want to take this occasion to welcome the families on pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, to praise Our Lady, to thank her for so many favors received, to beg her help in preserving the family intact and growing in holiness and achieving precisely what our Lord wants by instituting the family. How often it is forgotten, I think in some parties, particularly the devils that are involved, is not forgotten without a certain deliberation. It's a pseudo-forgetfulness, which is so common today. Oh, I never thought of a thing like that. I'm so sorry that I'm doing something of that kind, but the only reason I'm doing it is because I thought of it. But, we know that there is a concerted effort throughout the world, as the United States is not exempt, to radically redefine marriage. Won't resemble anything that the Creator intended it to be, and as it were, the Savior, as it were, intended in elevating the sacred contract instituted and defined by the Creator himself to guarantee the dignity of men and women and their children, and all of those who are destined, as it were, for a place, eternal place in the kingdom of heaven. There's a concerted, deliberate effort, violent at times, to radically redefine, simply in terms of doing your own thing. It doesn't matter what the consequences are. It doesn't matter what God has ordained. It doesn't matter that the dignity of each human being is at stake in these three definitions. And so we very much need the help of Our Lady to strengthen us. That's the reason that before dying on the cross, our Lord, as it were, gave his mother to be our mother. And he intended that she be close to us, that she be taken into our homes, not only the physical buildings, but also, as it were, that place where we find our heart, the very center of our existence. The dignity of each person and the communion of saints ultimately is under attack. If you know what that means, if you have ever studied what happened in the concentration camps of the 20th century and is still going on in the world, you know you don't want any part in it. So that's certainly a wonderful thing, and we are so glad that you are here to join us, or rather that we have the opportunity to join you in prayer. You may have wondered about the short reading from Saint John. It's the connecting link between the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. This is our Lord had to, as it were, right away, because they wanted to make him king in the wrong sense of the term. Just another politician, and for all the other politicians, that's not what the kingship of Jesus is all about. It's certainly a very real and powerful kingship, but something quite different, as it were, from the limited powers of the rulers of this world, and sometimes who exaggerate the rights their rights in this matter. It's interesting, as it were, as an allusion to the passing through the Red Sea to flee from the land of slavery to the paradise, the promised land. It's only typological, as it were, a kind of symbol of the real passage from this world to heaven. And the interesting point is that in all these passages, we all tend to be rather fearful. And hence, as it were, the meaning of the little incident, the real incident, it happened more than once in the Lord's public ministry, that he came walking on the seas, he calmed the waves and the winds. And so certainly, and this is one of the conclusions we should draw, he certainly can control these people who are trying to undo all this work for our salvation. She came walking this time across the seas, as it were, and said, "Let me get into the boat with you." But before he seemed to get into the boat, they were at shore. That's a speed record. I think it'll be anything, even up to the minute technological world. Well, to be in a rowboat, and as it were, arrive immediately over troubled waters without blinking an eyelash. The lesson here is simply this, that our Lord is perfectly capable of keeping all these things under control. No matter how weak we may seem in the battle, if we have our Lord on our side and Our Lady is directing us, we may suffer with our Lord, but we will come out victors. That was the refrain of the first verse, Christ the Victor. Victor because he died and rose, and he will die no more. And although we die, we will continue to live with him. That is what makes the difference. And the wonderful thing about coming here to pray to Our Lady to help us to realize that no matter how bad it looks from a purely this worldly point of view, that the devils are going to win, they're not going to win. They've already lost. And all we have to do is remain calm, as our Lord said. If the only thing they can do to you, the most they can do to you is cut off your head, don't worry. Most people say, what's going to happen to me? The answer is our Lord will put it back on better than ever. We are talking about something only God can do. And in this case, as it were, where we believe, and especially where we strive to be children of Mary, as God became a child of Mary, we will find ourselves already on the winning side. There is no possibility of Christ being defeated. And so, as it were, we have every reason, as it were, to stand up, do whatever we can, as it were, to defend God's definition of what it means to be a human being, male or female, it doesn't matter. There's a certain dignity in being made in the image and the likeness of God. And the more we, as it were, strive to keep the commandments of the Lord, because out of love for him, the more we become like him, reflecting his personality, not losing our own, but as it were, being more and more, each one of us, even the little baby in the womb of his mother, reflects, as it were, the personhood of Jesus. The more we grow in sanctity, the closer we come, as it were, to Our Lady, so that we can always love Jesus as she does, the greater will be our reflection, each one of us, that we're all precious in his sight. And the more we reflect his personality in each distinct person, the greater will be our union with each other. That they, Father, might be one in us as you are in me and I in you. Chapter 17 of St. John's Gospel, the great priestly prayer of Jesus. He prayed, as it were, that the more that we love the Father through him, the greater will be our love for each other. And it's so important at the present time, when there's so much talk about justice, about mercy, etc., let us be quiet. Without the truth, without living in accord with those principles that our Lord set down, especially in regard to the dignity of the human person and the dignity of that community called a family. Not simply the particular families, but all taken together to form the human race. The human race is a family. And ultimately, as it were, through the work of redemption, we all become, as it were, members of the Holy Family. This is the stupendous that we already have while we are still on earth, a share in the life of the three divine persons. If ever there was a union of persons, a perfectly one in each other, not outside each other, not more or less, I do this and I do that, and you do something else, the so-called market contract, as it were. We have here rather in the Holy Family a covenant that reflects, as it were, the unity and the distinction of person in the one God, because triune. Triune, because one God. That is a mystery. We know, however, it is true. And so long as we are, you might say, attached to that mystery, so long as we are sharing in that divine life, so long as we are one with Jesus, we will always be victors. So let us pray together that everyone will be brought around to understanding, and in the meantime, as we continue to live and to help others to live according to the rules which our Savior has given us, not to repress us, but in order to help us to do what is truly good and fulfilling, to be part, as it were, and sharers in the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in heaven. This Our Lady will help us and guide us always, so that we might please our Lord and be ready when He calls us to heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.